Official figures report one-fifth of Pakistan's land area was ravaged by monsoon floods that affected more than 20 million people. About 10,000 schools and rural health centers were damaged by the floods, and important infrastructure was destroyed or badly damaged. Speaking by telephone from Islamabad, UNICEF South Asia Regional Director Daniel Toole says the crisis is far from over. He notes new polio cases are spread rapidly, with 126 this year compared to 89 in 2009. Pakistan is one of the four polio endemic countries in the world. Until the flood struck, Toole says, Pakistan had made significant strides toward eradicating polio. These efforts now are set back. He says low ongoing coverage in conflict areas in the north, overcrowding and poor sanitation as a result of the floods have heightened the threat for children. He says nutrition is a major issue.
Pakistan was suffering from a chronic, long-term undernutrition problem for many, many years, and the emergency has really highlighted that and brought it to acute levels of malnutrition. The combination, finally, of the malnutrition and winter are perfect conditions for acute respiratory infections, commonly known as pneumonia.
Toole says UNICEF is rushing medical supplies along with the World Health Organization and others to make sure enough supplies are available to treat people throughout a very difficult winter. Despite the many obstacles, he says UN aid agencies have been working together for the past 4 months and have made a lot of progress in providing life-saving programs for the flood victims.
We now have vaccinated more than 9 million children against measles and polio. We're giving water to about 2.8 million people every day, which is a near Herculean task, and about 1.5 million now have access to sanitation.
In preparation for winter, UNICEF says it has started to distribute warm children's clothing and blankets, but it says millions of families still need assistance in the form of water, medicine, and nutritional supplements to survive the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.